to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom. Today I'm following up on episode 14 with some PD credit tips and answers to some questions from our teachers. At this time of the year, teachers whose licenses are up for renewal are entering their PD credits into their Ellis accounts at isbe.net and submitting those for approval. If you have any questions about renewing your professional educator's license in Illinois, you should always contact your local regional office of education for guidance. I work with regional offices frequently and have a working knowledge of the process, but the folks at your local regional office are the ones who have the knowledge to provide definitive answers. They are your best resource for the most accurate and latest information about license renewal. It's important that you keep track of the hours as you earn them. A lot of teachers, sit down once a month. You pay your bills once a month, you pay the mortgage, and that's also a time to sit down and enter your professional development credits. Most of the time, educators earn a lot more credit than they need to renew their licenses during any given cycle. I would like to note that if this applies to you, any PD credit that is earned between April 1st and June 30th of the final year of your renewal cycle can be counted on your next renewal cycle, giving you a little head start toward collecting hours. If you have accumulated all of the total hours you need prior to April 1st, don't stop gaining PD credit, but hold off on recording the credits you earn between April 1 and June 30 and enter those credits after the new fiscal year begins on July 1st. In the past, those who have earned a master's degree or higher didn't have to collect as many PD credits due to their advanced degrees. This will no longer be the case. Starting in 2015, all new professional educator license renewal cycles require 120 hours of professional development credit every 5 years, regardless of your experience or your level of education. So if you have renewed 2015 or more recently, you're subject to that 120-hour collection. The only exception would be those who have achieved and maintained their national board status. If you have taken college coursework to earn a higher degree or add endorsements to your professional educator's license recently, this coursework can be converted to professional development credits as well. The conversion rate is generally 15 PD credits for each semester hour earned. It is always important to check with your regional office to make sure the coursework you take will be allowable for this conversion before you pay your money and take the course. One more reminder, District 205 offers a wide variety of professional development opportunities that are completely free of charge for our classroom educators. Professional Development Academy classes are available after school on a number of topics, and if you don't see something that interests you, please feel free to apply to present your knowledge to your colleagues. I haven't turned down an application yet. Teachers can also participate in book studies and take free online courses through Ed Leaders Network, all of which qualify for professional development credits and all are free of charge. You can chalk up your 24 hours a year very quickly to maintain progress toward that magic number of 120 PD credits every 5 years very, very easily. Of course, there are various forms and fees to fill out and pay to complete the renewal process. So as I mentioned earlier, always check with your regional office of education for details and answers to questions specific to your professional educator license and your renewal cycle. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me again soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.